The Spartans earned a win against Sydney in a slow fashion. Exira EHK was able to come back after a first play turnover and turn the table. As they got the ball back, they continued to control the field on every level.
So we kind of started off the gates a little bit slow. Our first play from scrimmage was a turnover, so that wasn't too good. But then, we turned it over, gave them a short field, they scored, and then Cash took a kick return back, and that was his first game back since, you know, he's been out with injury. And, you know, we kind of controlled the game up front all game long, and we were able to run the ball really effective. We had 374 rushing yards, so anytime you can do that, you're going to win a lot of ball games. And we just gave up a few big plays on defense was all. Other than that, I thought we played pretty well defensively too.
In that game, the Spartans relied on 7 different players in the rushing game, while also earning 7 touchdowns. The week before, the Spartans relied specifically on Jamison Kilworth, but he was out in the last competition. Head coach Drew Buchholz was proud of his athletes for stepping up and carrying the ball while missing their primary rusher.
Yeah, you know, we've been trying all year to, you know, find different guys to get them touches because we know we got the guys that can do it. And with Jamison Kilworth being out, it kind of gave other people like Bryce Brabham and Quentin, and, you know, it gave them chances to step up, and Alex Hansen and Cam Hansen as well. Gave those guys more opportunities to carry the ball, and they definitely did a good job in that aspect.
Alex Hansen was impressive in the rushing game last week, as he rushed for 150 yards and earned 3 touchdowns. His rushing game was not alone, as the offensive line helped him the entire way.
Oh, the holes he was running through were pretty big. He's a tough runner. You know, he's a pretty explosive kid. Sees the holes really well, and, you know, he's not an easy kid to bring down, that's for sure.
This week, Exira EHK is taking on an undefeated Cam Cougars team that is currently ranked number 3 in the state of Iowa. The last time they matched up against one another was an Exira EHK victory 18-0. Coach Buchholz knows that this Cougars team is not the same team. They are stronger, more physical, and are just shy of 1,500 yards of total offense.
Well, yeah, they're a very well-coached team. They're very well-disciplined. The key is winning both sides up front again, you know, because they're big, physical football kids, you know, and they make a lot of plays. They're going to try to run the ball, and they have a really good play action off of it. So they're extremely tough to guard, you know, on the defensive side because they give you the same looks, but it's just different plays off of the same look. So it's extremely difficult to prepare for, and it's just we got to win up front.
Coach Buchholz wants his kids to come out and compete as if they are facing a team that brings all the opportunities in the world.
Well, anytime you get to face the number 3 team in the state at your home field, you know, that's brings all the opportunity in the world, you know, because the way I see it, you know, nobody's given us a chance and we have no pressure. So, you know, just I want to see our kids go out and compete. You know, if you don't get ready for this game on Friday night, then I'm not sure what competitor you are.
Exira EHK is a home field advantage as the Spartans take on Cam under the lights. I'm Zach Collins reporting.